Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Yeah. All right. Sorry about the delay. Rashi tells us that we gave our dub again, whether or not in the data if he muggled, the other lo yerdu, shmuel. There's got to be the data if he muggled lo yerdu. We gotta get the screen over here.
No, I see you, Rebbe.
Oh, all right. I see you. We gave the data be mother lo yerdu. Whether or not, again, we hold like Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that the whole data is only where it's right leishim, as opposed to Rabbi Gamliel, who holds that it's going to be even things that are not right leishim. It'll apply by dab. It'll apply by nesachim. And how we paskin exactly, but the Rambam kipashnis paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, and that you only say it by things that are royally ishim, not like Rabbi Gamliel, even though Rabbi Chaim and the Chavetz Chaim and the Kutei Halachis learned that he paskins like Rabbi Gamliel. The Chiddush is not like that. I mean, the Pashnis is not like that. The Rambam in Perash HaMishnayis says like that, that we hold like Rabbi Yeshua. We were talking, the Rashi, the very first Rashi comes and says, HaMizbeach Mekadosh. There's a din on Kol HaMizbeach, Kol HaNegev, the Mizbeach Yigdosh. The Kabbalah goes on the Mizbeach and becomes Kaddish. We learn from there, we have the Psukim. Kol HaNegev, Mizbeach Yigdosh. We have the Gemara brings different Psukim. Over here, on Amid Beis, these Psukim where the Mizbeach is going to be Mekadosh. Even though over here in the Mishnah, we have other psukim that the Gemara of that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel bring. Yeah. And Rashi says, first of all he says, Afilu, Dover Pasal, Mashmal says that there's a din of a Mizbeach Mekadosh even by Ksheirim. Now, what does it mean that it's Mekadosh by Ksheirim? That he can't take it off the Mizbeach, but we'll see Rashi later on Daf Pei Hey, says that you're allowed to, not like the Shita of the Rambam. So we have to deal with this, the Stira, the Chayim Pashtus. We might think we have a Stira in the Rambam, in the Rashis, whether or not by Ksheirim you can take it off. Rashi later on says you take it off. Here he says that it's Mekadosh. Afilu Dover Pasal Shalom Mizbeach. And then he says, Kishon Mizbeach, to do what? To become Lak by Shal Mizbeach. Miyem Marinina, so becomes Lak by Shal Mizbeach. That's difficult. The Gemara says that what is Lachmai Shal Mizbeach? The passion of the did Lachmai Shal Mizbeach is that's Mashal Mahen Ha'or. The whole din, where does Gemara says? The Ulis din, yet you have, and the Gemara says later on, the Farish, only because it's Mashal Mahen Ha'or, where later on a Pehei. Before his recap, the only time where, the reason why you say it, it's only because it's Mashla Bahen Ohar. Rashi says, they touched it up. Mashla Bahen Ohar, I'm reading the Rashi of that Pehei Amid Beis. Mashla Bahen Ohar, Kolnu, where it's Mashla Bahen Ohar, as long as there's a little bit of Aish that is in contact with the Emurim, the Nasa Kolnu, the Yahweh, the Nasa Lachmai Shalesh, becomes Lachmai Shalesh, Lachmai Shalesh, Lachmai Shalesh, it's the same thing. So the child is, what Rashi saying over here? What are we talking about over here? That becomes, it's not because Lachman's a vegan, Lachman Shom Isbeach. Lachman Shom Isbeach is only where it's Mashal Ben Ohar. This din of Isbeach Mekadosh is even if it's not Lachman Shom, what does he mean? Rashi. We'll have to see more. What this din of Lachmai Shal Mizbeach is, we want to talk about this, of course. This barer, what this is. Dab Gimel? Oh, Mem Gimel, yeah. Yeah, that what?
When it's
Lachmai Shal Mizbeach,
that's when it becomes
Lachmai Shal Mizbeach. Yeah, but it becomes Lachmai Shal Mizbeach. I mean, that's the Gemara Pei. So what's he bringing in over here? The become of him is Mizbeach Mekadosh. What is the din of Mizbeach Mekadosh? The way the Brisker Rav learns it, we take part of the Brisker Rav. Not the whole thing, because we have problems with the Brisker Rav. But in one aspect of it, it means what there, it's not what the is coming is what the gape, what are we saying that the Mizbech is Mekadosh? There are two psukim, like I just mentioned. One is that the Mizbech is Mekadosh. Now, Legabe, what is it Mekadosh? It's Mekadosh it that it's now going to be Roy for a Torah. What kind of a Torah? So now we have to show us what he means. What kind of a Torah? The Katara of Lachmai, what to do what? A Torah that it becomes Lachmai Shal Mizbeach. Not that it's synonymous, the two things. Not that Mizbech Mekadosh and Lachmai Shal Mizbeach is the same thing. No, there are two steps. The first thing is, you put it on the Mizbeach is Mekadosh. L'may Nafkemina? The Nafkemina is that now that the Mizbeach is Mekadosh, there's going to be a new din of Aktara. What is that din of Aktara? Why bring in Lachmai Shal Mizbeach? That already we'll see. More. I don't want to go into that now, and we'll see coming up. But what is that there are two steps. The Nafkamina could be, it doesn't always have to be two steps. For example, we had a Taisus or Daf Yud Beis, that Taisus Yud Beis says there's a din of Mizbech Mekadosh by a Bama. And everybody wants to know, how can he have a din of Mizbech Mekadosh by a Bama? That doesn't have a din of Mizbech Mekadosh. There's no Mizbeach that has any Kedusha. How's it going to be Mekadosh? So what is the beer over there? It's conceivable that it'll have a din where it's going to be Lachmai Shel Mizbeach without the Mizbeach Mekadosh. Everybody is Oymed on the Rosh. Rameach says his way, how he wants to learn Shad in the Tesvus. And the Taras HaKodesh is Oymed over there on Daf Yud Beis. The way the Briskarov learns it, there are two separate things. There's one din of Mizbech Mekadosh. Like a klisharis. But then, Legabe, what? Legabe, the fact that there's going to be a din of Atarim Gabilach Mashal Mizbech. You can have by a baba that if you'll burn it, it'll have a din of Atarim of Lach Mashal Mizbech, even though it was never preceded by the Kiddush. It wasn't the Scottish because the Kalisharis is not, but Afal Pikein, it could still have a din of Akhtarim. Now the Kiddush that we have, the way the Biskarab and I said it's more controversial, and I think we'll have to look for rias to this, is this din, what kind of a din is it? Lachmai Shal Mizbeach. Does it mean that it becomes, just as Agdama, does it become part of the carbon? Or it's an independent, completely independent din of Akhtara. For example, let's say you have a Musaf, a Tumin, and a Musaf on Shabbos. And there's the Amurim became Tame. Right. And so what is it then? You put him on the Mizbech, and you put him on Shabbos also? Or the din that you can do it on Shabbos does not apply to Lachma, to the things that are Lachma Shal Mizbech. Why? That's not called Haktaras carbon. It's called Haktara of a something that came on the Mizbeach that became disassociated with the carbon. It's not part of the carbon anymore. There's a din of Haktara on it, because then you have to be Makter Psulim also. But don't make the mistake to think you're being Makter the Tumid. There's not a Murei Tumid anymore. It's not called a Murei Musaf. Let's say you would want to do it on Shabbos. You won't be able to Mishnah Malam brings it.
Yaakov Alpandri.
From the Real Pandri.
The Real Pandri.
The Chadaydi.
I love that Mishavar.
Yeah, the Chadaydi. In which case, so.
Is it the Chadaydi?
That's what?
No.
Pardon me?
That's Shlomo Alkovitz.
No, that's not, yeah.
Different one. It may be the Ritha Gazi's palm.
Let's bear that in mind. Or let's say a person will be Makter, a Korban Pesach. On Erev Pesach, where it became puzzle. The Emurim of a carbon Pesach became puzzle. What is the din if a person has chametz in his house, Erev Pesach, and he's back there, the Emurim of the carbon Pesach, when he has chametz in his rishus? He's ever alamla, so he's got a chametz dam zivchi, replaced by a Torah also. He's al dam zivchi. And he, what is he doing? He's being makter it after it became pasul. When he has chametz, he ever the lav of chametz. Is ever lasifa lasismach al chametz nab zivchi? Or no, it's a separate din of haktara. He learns that it's a separate din of haktara. By the way, he learns a separate din of haktara. For that, I think we should look for rayas whether that's whether that is so pashut. But that's how he learns what it means. V'lach b'shom is beyach. What it means is, first of all, it's mekadosh. Legabe what? Legabe this new din haktara that's called lachma haktara, lachma shom is beyach, not the din of haktara's carpet. So there's two separate things. Number one, it's mekadosh. Whether the might of kavina for a din of haktara. What do you mean for haktara? What kind of haktara? What haktara? A new haktara, not haktara's carpet. It's going to be as a haktarah that on Pesach there won't be an Isser Chometz. It'll be as a haktarah on Shabbos there won't be able to be Necha Shabbos. That's the Kavod of Rashi. But we see the other thing also, and that Rashi holds, which we have to understand, L'chaira, it's going to come out of Stira, Pashtis, that the din is, Rashi holds later on in the Pehei, that that Sherim that go on the Mizbeach, you can take down. There's nothing wrong with taking it down. If you have chair over them, say, don't take it down, you'll put it back up. Nothing wrong with it. Never became puzzled. The Rambam is not like that. So, L'chaira, if Rashi's telling us over here, the Mizbeach is Mekadoshit, what does it mean it's Mekadoshit? It's Mekadoshit. What does it mean of Mizbeach Mekadoshit? Look, Gabi, the din of Haktara. Gabi, if you're out there, that's it. You don't have Mike Sharon. And yet Rashi says the word Afilu. What's he telling you here about Afilu? Let's see more about that.
Also, Rebbe, does this conform well with what Rebbe pointed out from Rashi?
People are talking from both sides over here. I can't hear anybody.
Okay, so but, I go first. I'm older. Rebbe pointed out from Rashi that it's not Nirtzah. Rebbe pointed out two days ago from Rashi.
I said it. Rashi will pay pays.
Okay, that it's not Nirtzah.
It's not Tzilo Miratza. You're back to right. It, but it doesn't provide me. You have to bring another carbon.
Yes. So doesn't that indicate that it's not part of the original carbon anymore, like the Mishnah Melech?
No, it's not. No, maybe it is part of the carbon. But it's just that it doesn't have the kayach to be Maratza. It is part of it. Might be part of them. Maybe it's called the Akhtara of the Kav the Tavit. Maybe it's called the Akhtara of the Musaf.
But it's not Maratza. Okay. Beautiful.
What we have over here is, so we have Nafkamina's Kaba Tanoim. And now Mishnah, we only have Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. But then the Gemara brought other Tanoim also, but Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon and the Mishnah also, we have Rabbi Yeshua Glili, and we have Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara goes through various Nafkaminas that we have. Amar Rav Papa, let's start from here, three lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Papa, Kmatzim Shekichu Mikli, Ika Beinayu, and Afkamina, the different Tanayim, are Kmatzim by a Mincha, that are Niskadish Mikli. Remember, we had the case before, a Mincha that was not Niskadish Mikli, is called something which is Eino Roilo. It's not right for the Mizbeach. For there won't be a din of Imadol Layerdu, because it never had it. It didn't have it. It has to be, remember, the Mizbeach is Mekadosh, things that are right for it, and then it became Pasul. This, over here, would be Kmatzim Shekichu Bikli, and became Pasul. Before we said that it's not going to be, a din of Imadol Layerdu, where it was not the Shkadosh Bikli, because it was not Huver Chedek Avaya, Rashi says. Which also needs beer. What does Rashi mean over there? But over here it tells us, let's say you had a kaimitz that was miskadosh to regular mincha. You bring it in, but it became pasul. According to our Tanoim, Rabbi Yeshua, and for that matter, I'm sure Rabbi Gamliel, Fasbosnit, it's rightly Ishim. Lo yerdu. But, Latanoim the Masnita, and even if you hold, like Rabbi Yeshua, that it's not Maratza by Dam, but over here it certainly goes into the Haktar. According to the Tanoim of the Brisa that we just brought, The din is yerdu by a mincha. Mincha haba b'fnei atzma. Now, what about a mincha that you bring all unto itself? It's a michas ledava, regular michas ledava, you make mitzah. And, it's not a tafel to a regular carbon, a michas lesachem. Mincha haba b'fnei atzma, ledibre kulam, it's lo seirid, according to the other tanoim. But, ledibre rabbi yesiak lili rabbi akiva, it's teirid. According to them, it is teirid. Why is it teirid? They said, because it's only going to be by a zevach. Because over here, see, again, according to Rabbi Yaisi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva, it won't apply by a mincha. Rabbi Yaisi Haglili, what is Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Akiva says? Oila. Ma'alam ruya af kol ruya. What's an afkabina? Oila sa'aif psula ikabinai. An afkabina, we buy an oila sa'aif. And before, what thing about bring for Rabbi Yaisi Haglili? B'tenshin nebar. Kol hadegeya b'mizmech yigdosh. Shemani may roi, maybe shayno roi. Tabalaima kvasim. Ma kvasim ruoyin af kol roi. It has to be done into a kevis, to a zevach. And Rabbi Akiva says, yamaila ruoy af kol ruoyin. Fine, what about by a mincha? So the Gemara is telling us by a mincha you won't have it. About the yardu. Mincha above if they ask for ladime kula, lo seyreg. Ladime Rabbi Yossi Aglili for Rabbi Akiva. Who hold that it has to be a zevach? Now, mincha habayim azemach. What about a minchas nesachim that comes? That there is no kmitza by that. It's a regular minchas nesachim. L'divrei Rabbi Gamliel, of course, and Rabbi Yeshua, they're only arguing by dam on nesachim. But l'divrei Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, lo seirin. Because a mincha, mincha, even if it is a mincha. Ladivre kulon, teireid. Look at the way to the other ones, I mean. The other ones, it's teireid, because it's only imposed by the Zemach.
This could also be Rav Shimon.
Yeah, Rav Shimon also. Nisachim habayim bifnei atzman. And what about Nisachim that rabban bifnei atzman? Ladivre kulon, according to them, yeah, again, the word kulam is very misleading, but it means all the other ones, except for the ones that we're going to specify. The Sachem Habayim Mifnei Atzman, the Dibrei Kulan, it's Yerdu. Who's Dibrei Kulan? But, except for the exceptions, the Dibrei Rabban Gamliel, the Rab Shimon, Lo Yerdu. Why? Because according to Rabbi Gamliel, even if it's not rightly Ishim, it's totally Bala Yerdu. And according to Rabbi Shimon, also it's a book by itself. Nisachem Habayim, however, Im HaSevach, Ladimre Kulam Etz Yerdu, certainly like Rabbi Yeshua. But even, as the Gemara says though, Ladimre Rabbi Gamliel, Chudei, Lo Yerdu. But according to Rabbi Shimon, the din is, it's Yerdu because it's a, the reason it's Yerdu is because it's a tafel to the other ones. The din is Yerdu. Shita. Right, well, what is the point of this? Anybody can figure this out. Mincha haba b'fnei atzma, the Chiddush that's coming to tell us is, a mincha haba b'fnei atzma, it's the reason I need it, to come and tell me the din of a mincha that you bring by itself. Rava diyama Rava, misnadev ada minchas nesachim b'chol yayim. That he tells us that a person can bring a minchas nesachim b'chol yayim. Normally, what's a mincha, what is a minchas nesachim? I wouldn't have known, necessarily, that a person could even give it a davar, a minchas nesachim. What is a minchas nesachim? A nechasim is kem kim b'dubar. It's a mincha that you bring together with a carbon. It's something which is an ancillary part of the carbon. But that, over here, but to give it by itself? I mean, not only that, when you bring a minchas nedava, it's five and a kibitza. What about you go and you do a minchas nesacha by yourself? It's not going to be with a kibitza if you say, I want a bedavka bring a minchas nesacha. We have a shayla b'chlau by a minchas nesachim. What will be the din when we talk about that? What happens? Do you bring wine or not even? A minchas nesachim, What is a regular mechatzah when you don't, when you bring a carbon? You bring a carbon and then you bring an aseris oefa, a flower, along with the wine. What do you do over here if you're menadeh b'michas v'sachin? Do you bring the wine or not? Rashi Menachas, we have a Rashi Menachas who says that you have to bring the wine also, not like Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam is not like that. When you bring a michas v'sachin, the Rambam holds you bring the michas and you don't bring the wine. The wine you don't bring. And that's the Kiddush that you're able to bring such a carbon. Like Rav the Mitzvah of Michas Nesacha B'chal Yoyim. So if anything you want, just say Rav. In Shemayna, can Rav? No, Nesacha B'abayim Im HaZevach. It tells me a Kiddush, even Nesacha B'abayim HaZevach is the Rech Eloi. Why? And that's the reason we're pointing out these Nafkaminas. The Kamakar of the Lamacha of the Yayim Ha'uchara. You can bring it. We know that when you bring the Sachim, if you want, you can bring it afterwards, in 10 days. So, you're allowed to do that. They said, Rashada, different places, is Michalik, whether or not it's a carbon seabor or a carbon yachid. The Rambam holds it's no chilik at all. You can do whatever you want. And Rashi holds it's all b'diavid. Rashi and Tamura holds that b'diavid. How about you have to bring the nesachim when you're bringing the carbon, but b'diavid, you can bring it afterwards. The Rambam holds now, you can bring it whatever you want. And Taisa says, and it makes enough kavina. Carbon yachin, you can do whatever you want, not a carbon seabird. The reason is, because by a carbon seabird, there's shiras alevian. And you're going to come out by putting it off, you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah of shira. Taisa and Rashada, the Flavid, remember?
Yeah,
in the case of Miskalkhafi and Bashir, that's where Taisa says it. Very good. Yeah, very good. So good, it's good. Abayim is a certain way. The Kabakarim lay lamachar and the Yayim ha'achra. So the day the Chabina, if you can bring it later, Vayel v'yomar mar, mitzchasa b'nizkeyem, ba'layla, mitzchasa b'nizkeyem lamachar, you can bring it not at the same time. I would have a din, maybe it has the same din. Can a sachem abayim b'fnei atzman, if you don't bring it with the carbon, maybe it has a din of the sachem abayim b'fnei atzman. You may be a Nachman double. Umayin Adair, Rav Shimon, Umayinu, Adami, Umayin, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon is Umayin over there, that don't be a din. Of Yimal Layerdu, the Layerdu. Because Rav Shimon in the Mishnah is Mechalek. We think whether it's brought by itself or it's brought together with the carbon. Kamash Milan, that has a din. It's still called the Nesachim of the carbon. Called the Nesachim of the carbon, whatever they have there, you have here too, also. Well, because all the, okay. No, not necessarily. So these are some of the dinim that we have. I have to, of course, speak more about these things also, of course, Avada. Yeah. Remember we had, all right. Yeah. Now what? What?
What did you want to say?
No, I want to make sure I do this because I don't want to get farfirt over here. But along the way, B'ez Hashem will pick up, we'll say some of the, hopefully we'll say some more of the, insights that we have, the Gavinis Dinan. Eloi Malo Lo Yerdu. The following cases are Imala Layerdu, examples. I'm going to read the Mishnah first, then we have to explain what the Pshat is in the Mishnah. Elu Imala Layerdu. The following cases are Psulim. The Din is Imalu, if they go up with the Mizbeas, it's Layerdu. Halad, which is a Psul of Lina, where it became Pasul. What was Lod? Rashi tells us, Bein Dam, Bein Emurim. Let's say the Dam was Lod, or the Emurim were Lod. Lamai said, if the Lod, the Dam was Lod, the Dam became possible. If the Emurim were Lod, the Emurim become possible. So what does it mean? Imalu lo yerdu. What's lo yerdu? What does it mean? Say the dam, but the dam anyway, it's not the mother of the year to according to Rabbi Yeshua. What do you mean the Hobbish goes like Rabbi Gamliel? No, I've added that. We have a machlekes anyway when it says that even Malolo Yerdu. By dam, we pass it. Let's assume we pass it like Rabbi Yeshua according to the Rambam. This is the Pashtus. Not like Rav Chaim and the Chavetz Chaim learned not like that. But the Kesavisha, everybody in the Rambam speaks it out that the din is like Rabbi Yeshua. And even in Yonah Chazokin, he seems to say like that, like he says, just like in Parash Avishnais. The Pashtus is, let's say, like Rabbi Yeshua. So anyway, there's no thing that we mother here to by dam. So what are we saying over here? Eilu imalu leitzak ha'ovi about imurim? But Rashi doesn't say that over here. Let's wait for this. That's what I mean. Well, that's what I mean. We'll have to say, see what we're talking about. What does it mean over here? Let's say the whole mission goes like Rabbi Gamliel. All right. You say the mission is like Rabbi Gamliel. But you know that that's not the shot. Eilu imalu leitzak. Allah, my Yitzhak. The dam became possible, the Emura became possible, the Yitzhak. But Tomei, Shadish had Chutzlitz Vadam Chutzlitz Kaimai. Well, let's say it became possible because it's a pinkle. The Shekim Lub Sulim, the Zaku Esnabo. Let's say Sulim were Mikabel the dam, and they were Zyrek the dam. In that case, there's also a din. Imalu lo yerdu. There we have the same problem. Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer, we know there are differences. Shenishkat balayla, the shenishpach, you have what? Your shechita was done balayla. Shechita is done balayla, the nishpach dama, the whole dam was nishpach. We can clarify what we, let's say it's the whole nishpach after the Kabbalah, or maybe even before the Kabbalah. The Yotzah, or the Yotzah Dam, or the Dam went out. So it became possible that way. Chutz McCoy. It also Tayreid. Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Rabbi Shimon, and he holds him also Tayreid. Over here, the din is, there's no din of him, Allah Yerda. Rabbi Shimon, I'm a low saver in all these cases. Why? Wherever something is puzzle, became puzzle, after it went into the Azara, the other pshat is because it was Mishkabo, the clean the dam, got some achlikis of what it means. The following things that Zakrab Shimon are not psulim, examples are not psulim, and therefore, the din is imalu yerd haraveya the raveva hanirva. Raveva hanirva, the psul is a zapsul that does not take place only inside the azara. Whenever it happens, even though it could take place inside the azara, but it's not a zapsul which is miyuchid for taking place like that. Which we talked about in the eighth parak. What is this thing, Muktzah? Muktzah for Avodah Zarah, Muktzah for Takrubis. Remember the things that we spoke about. With the Rashi's, Mahanevad, Mahaesnad, Vamachir, Makilayim, Matrefa, Vayotzei Doifen, Umbalei Mumin. All these things are not Tzulim HaKadosh. Now, Rabbi Akiva, as we also know, is Makshir, Umbalei Mumin. Because the Omali movement is separate, because it's Roy, to be used by an oif. Therefore, there's certain movement that, according to Rabbi Akiva, are different than the Nubi Imalolo Yerdu. Rechadin is kind of kaidim, Imer, Deicha Hayaba, as Omali movement, Bialgabe Amizbeach, Maisa Shehoya. That there was a Maisa that happened, and there were Omali movement, Bialgabe Amizbeach, and he took them down. Kishem Shimalu lo yerdu kachim yerdu lo yalu. The same way also, if the once they're down, you don't bring them back up. The kulam shealu chayim the rasham is beyach. All the behemis, the karbonis that went up alive on the mizbeach. How'd they go up on the mizbeach? Huh? What about you? So you think, yes, I remember I say thinking, what's he going and dwelling with such a sugar type of case? Whatever it happened, it makes a very big nafkamina here. And then, that's what I'm saying it over here. I'm saying, let's see a nafkamina here. It has to be just after a chayim on the mizbeach, it's yardu. It's only after the shechita. But it makes a very big nafkamina. We know, just to be ma'irid over here, you shouldn't think that I'm just coming from Mars. Well, all of a sudden, we're talking about the hechatimtza over here. What? That's a very big nafkamina. Let's say you're mekadosh something in a klisharis. What? You need some, Moshe Nitzan is saying you need das, because we have a machlekes, klisharis, mekadosh midas, or shalom midas. And we have big machlekes on this. So that we have is the din of a mizbeach mekadosh. That the mizbeach is mekadosh. Is it totally in the machlekes that we have by a klisharis? By a klisharis, let's say a koif went and put something into a klisharis, it's a klisharis mekadosh. So have a machlekes on that. Let's say klisharis is mekadosh midas. If a koif went and took something into the klisharis, doesn't help. Well, Shah that we have is, what about the mizbeach? Is the midin of mizbeach mekadosh also tali in the das, or is it not tali in the das? And we have our big machlekes. There's a mayach with the gatsa machlekes of this. With the chasidish, with the chetzemech, I've got some machlekes and gedolei achroidim. Whether or not, but if I'm over here, the pashtus says, what do we see here? Haven't, that's why I'm asking here. Haven't the behavior get up on the mizbeach? Went up by itself. Rabbi Gerstel went up by itself. And the reason why it's not mekadosh is because it's alive. Not because there was no das to be there. From here would be mashma, like the Arsameach. And that is that by the Mizbeach, it's not totally like the machlekes that we had by Klisharis. Even if it's not, there are reasons, of course. But the fact that it happened, Shalom Midas, is not the factor, because the only purpose is only because it's alive. The analogous case by Shutim would be the same thing, except that it's dead, Shachman already. But that itself would be able to be Mekadosh in the same way that the alive Behemu would be the Mekadosh had it not been alive, or if it wouldn't be such a din. From here, the Mashmos is that the Mizbeach is going to be Mekadosh even if a Klisharis needs das, but over here, Mizbeach does not. The din of a Mizbeach Mekadosh is a stronger din Kiddush than the din that you have by a Klisharis. That's right. Ayla, therefore, Leah, Klush, Ol Chayim. Ayla, She also Chayim, L'Rasha Mizbeach Teirid. Shokta, B'Rasha Mizbeach. And now what? We have to see what this is. Let's say you shechted it, B'Rasha Mizbeach. Yavshit b'yenatcha b'mkayba. Now show us what this is. Remember, you can shech the carbon on top of it. That was the first Mishnah in Kachekotcha. Well, not good ches. Right? And no matter where it is, even b'darim. Right? Even if it's b'darim, the mizbeach hasn't lit up the suffix. And therefore, even you're talking about an oila, Kachekotcha. You hold that the kula mizbeach b'darim. Or you hold like the raiva of mizbeach is b'darim like the Rambam holds. Yeah, no matter where it is. The Mizbeach, you can shecht on top of it. On top of the Mizbeach, it has a din of tzofen, and there's no problem with that. So therefore it says, Oilo shitzof chai l'rosh ha-Mizbeach teirein, shochta b'rosh ha-Mizbeach, there's a din of hefshit b'ni tuach. Now, this is din of cutting it up in pieces and skinning it. What is it talking over here? Are we talking over here that it's kosher, it's possible? What are we talking? We have to see in the Gemara. The din of hefshit b'ni tuach. We'll have to see where it's talking. We'll have to be where it's kosher, it's muscle, then where I'm going to apply. This is the din that we'll have to see about coming up. Now, what was shocked in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon holds, as long as it's Tzulim HaKadosh, the din is, it's Imalim LaYerdu. Now, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? They're the big three. The big three are Nishkata Balaila, Nishmak Dama, and Yatsadama. Now, let's say, by Lon, Rabbi Huda's Baida, of course. What's the difference between Lon and Yaitz? What happened by the Lon? Lon, the Da became puzzle. Why is that not the exact same thing as Nishpach? Nishpach, the Dam, gets spilled all over. It's spilled. It's spilled on the floor. Okay? All right. This Dam became puzzle. Neither case is where the Dam is eligible to be brought on the Mizbeach. Yet by one, there's a Dini Vavavu Loyer do, and the other one, there is no Dini. What are we putting up on the Mizbeach here? Again, we asked, Rashi said, Alon Bein Dam Bein Emurim. All these cases that we have, Yoitze. Eloi Malo Loyer do, Alon Ba Yoitze, Batame, Shenishchat Chutzlis Mano, Chutzlis Kaimai. Dam is also possible. Why is that not a case where Rabbi Yehuda would hold that and say, Malo Yerdu?
There's
a by one?
Yeah.
So, and also, like we mentioned, the Mishnah's going like Rabbi Gamliel only? Let's say that. We had to brought the whole thing, we passed it all these demons. Well, they see the money again. We hold on like Rabbi Yeshua. I think the Bir Advarim over here is holding his zach. Avada by Dav, there's no dinner be below the year. Like Rabbi Yeshua, what went on the Mizbeach?
The Emor
went on the Mizbeach after the Dav became puzzle. Pshat, what is Pshat over here? The Lon, what we say, there's a din, that if it's Lon, the Dam is Lon, there's a din of Yimalu lo Yerdu, even according to Yeshua. By what? After the Dam was Lon, you put the Emurim on the Mizbeach, even though the Dam was disqualified. But how could that be? Why, if the Dam is not on the Mizbeach, so why is it any different than Nishpach? Why is it any different than Yaitzeh? What does it mean? L'chor Avada, what are we talking about? The Emorim went on the Mizbeach. And so did the Dam. Even though there's no din of Yimalu Layerd. Tosfos brings later on in the Tosfos Pesayin. Even if you hold by the Dam, that the Siddini Mimalu Lo Yerdu, you cannot be Zayrakit. Well, let's say you were Zayrakit. But if, let's say you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, and there's no Siddini Mimalu Lo Yerdu by the Dam. Let's say they put the Dam on the Mizbeach, and you were Zayrakit. What'd you do? It's like you Zarek water? But the Pshat is, no, it has a Shem Tzrikin. Lagabe what? What it means of Tzrikin? It's going to have a Shem Shrikin after the Emurim are there. You can be mocked to the Emurim. Even though there's no din to be mocked to go and be Zayrik the Dam. When we talk about the din of whether or not the Dam goes on the Mizbeach, if the Dam goes on the Mizbeach, but the din is Yimalo Lo Yerdu, the Gabi the Dam, the Shaila is it Lo Yerdu and there's a din to be Zayrik the Dam? Rabbi Gamliel holds it's a din of Yimalo Lo Yerdu, you have to be Zayrik the Dam. And Rabbi Yeshua also, you can't be Zayrik the Dam, but let's say you were Zayrik the Dam. It has a Shem Shrika. That means that the Emurim are there, you're Makter the Emurim. You're there, you're Makter the Emurim. See, the Mishnah Mishnah Zayrik makes sense over here. What are we talking about? What's that mean over here? Rabbi Yehuda holds, so what's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? If it's Lon, all that applies 100%. You were, if it's Lon, even if you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, if it's Lon, you'll go out and be Zayrik. It'll have to have a Shem of being Yisrika. Not if it's Yotzeh. Not if it's Nishkata Balayla. Not in a case where, again, Nishkata Balayla, or not if it's Nishpach. Let's say, okay, Nishpach is harder. But if Nishkata Balayla, or if it's Yotzeh, you put the Dam on according to Rabbi Yeshua. If you hold according, a guy like Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Yehuda holds if you did it, It's nothing. You cannot go and be matan and say Mughal Yed and Gabi de Emurim. You can do it by lawn. Good. Very good. We'll see in a minute. What we'll see in 2 minutes. Why there's a difference? But the Xeris HaKosum, the three Miyutim, only apply by them. If you're not going to say like that, so what the whole mission is going like Rabbi Gamliel. Because without the Mizbeach Mikdash, no. What allows this Rika to work is the Mizbeach Mikdash. Well, let's see, the Mizbeach, when we say the Din Mizbeach Mikdash, remember, Rashi said above, like Lach Mishal Mizbeach, by Akhtarim. But let's say you hold like Rabbi Gamliel. There's din of Mizbeach Mikdash, the Gabi the Dam also. Dam, there's no din Lach Mishal Mizbeach. You before, the Chvaitcha of the Atzmacha, quoted the Taisus of Mem Gimel. What does Tais say on Mem Gimel, by the way? There's no din Lach Mishal Mizbeach by Dam, only by Emurim. So the whole guy Rashi said it works with Lach Mishal Mizbeach. What about it? By Dam, it's going to be whatever it's going to get you there. If you go and the Mizbeach Mikdash, let's say according to Rabbi Gamliel, the Mizbeach will be able to be Mikdash Dam just like Emurim. The Gabe what? No, then Lach Mishal Mizbeach. But it'll be that. It'll have a Zebi. It'll be a Choshev Ezrika. It's not going to be Meratza, of course. It's possible. No, that's not Poshet. Places of Daf Lamed Vav, both of you would be able to eat the Basar. That's another thing we'll see. But over here, but the din that we have, that over here, we see that we're really talking about the din of Mizbeach Mikdash, what it does by Dam, what it does by Emurim, and what happens according to Rabbi Yeshua, what happens according to Rabbi Gamliel. Let's take a little bit more. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Zaisi, Ho'ela, Harei, Elohim, Miyutim. These are three Miyutim. Like we said, Pratli, Shenishchata, Balayla, Shenishmach, Daba. B'shiyotza daba chutz l'kloyim. Shimosa teireid. The din is teireid. Now, again, it also teireid. Let's say you did it. If you did it by that, it means absolutely nothing if you did it. Not like Reb Shimon, who holds that Eirachanami. It's not going to be a maratza. Because it's tam, and on tam there's no din im alo layerdu. But if you did it, it's going to have an effect on Gabi de Emurim. Reb Shimon Oimer Oila, Eli Ella Oila, El Shera, Binayin the Rabba, Shenishchat, how do you know the other way? Exact opposite of Reb Yehuda. Binayin the Rabba, Shenishchat, Oba Laila, Shenishchat, Oba, Shenishmach, Daba, Shiyatzat, Oba, Chutz, Lai, Klayin, Vahayan, Lod, Vahayaytzei, Vahatabim, Shenishchat, Chutz, Lai, Zmada, Chutz, Lai, Kaimai, Bishakim Lupsulim, Bizarko Estabo, or Hanitanin Lamata Shinasa Lamaila, Lamaila Shinasa Lamata, Hanitanin Bechutz, Shinasta Bifnim, Bifnim Shinasta Bechutz, or the thing, the other, you did it in the wrong place. Upesach Bechata Sheshakta Shalolishman, all these cases where they're possible. But the din is going to be in Imalu Lo Yerdu. Like Reb Shimon. Taira Achas L'chol Ha'Olam. Shimalu Lo Yerdu. That if it's Imalu, it's Lo Yerdu. Yachal Shani Barbeh. I might have thought that maybe I'll be Barbeh Haroveya V'hadnirva V'hamukta. The Hanema, the cases that we had in the Mishnah, Ma'esra, Mechir, Kilayim, Mechrefa, Yetzei Doifin, Tabun Tleima, Zeis. Why, Ma'arais, Rabbi Sela, Haitzei, Eseilu, Acha, Shariba, Akasa, Vumiyit? The reason is, like we said in the Mishnah, Barbani, Eseilu, Shetzul, Mekaydish. And like I mentioned, we have a Machlaika, Shetzul, Mekaydish. I didn't elaborate, Rashi holds always that's because the Psuol, or at least the type, Absuol is one that takes place inside the Azaret. I says Tainus on it before. Undav Samaches. I says Tali Kabol Sadam. We have other ways to learn it. There's another way that we'll learn it. Who might say Adi Eselu? Shalohaya Psula Makaidish, Raveya, thereby have nothing to do with Psula Makaidish. Let's say I would ask you the following question. Something to think about. For the rest of the day, I had a very terrible joke I was thinking of, and I have to ask Mechila for it. I was going to say a very, very, I was going to say something to think about during halftime. But I didn't mean that. All right. So, there's a din of Imolo Lo Yerdu, of course, by Oifus also, right? By Chatzisu Oif. Right? What? Yeah, that's why my wife is also my Chatzisu Oif. Yes? Yeah, all right. Well, Oilus Oif. I'm talking Chatzisu Oif. By Chatzisu Oif, there's the din. Eilam is Meach El Adama. There is no Akhtara by Chatzisu Oif, right? So how can you have a din of Eimala Lo Yerdu by Chatzisu Oif if you hold that by Dab, there's no din of Eimala Lo Yerdu? The only thing that the Mizbech gets by Chatzisu Oif is the Dab. There is no Eimur. Wait. There's a din by Chatzisu Oif. The only thing the Mizbech gets is the Dab. There are no Eimur. And yet you're telling me there's a din of Eimala Lo Yerdu by Chatzisu Oif. How could that be? Aren't these two things mutually exclusive? Yeah. How can you tell me there's a din of Eimala Lo Yerdu by Chatzisu Oif if there's no din of Eimurim by it? And the only time there's a din of Eimala Lo Yerdu is only Mabakum where you're telling me where it's not done. This is the only thing that you have there is done. Eimala Mizbech El Adama. Eimala Soif is different than Chatzisu Oif. No, there's no heckish. Not like I mean this. No. It's an invention. Just invented something. So what do we have here? So why, according to Reb Shimon, it's all Tali and, Silvakaych, Reb Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like this. He holds that the other three are Nisvayim. Rabbi Yehuda, Maisi Lai Mehocha. How does he know that all the other things are the Rizadin? Bidema Amru. Why did they say, Lon Bidam Kosher, that Lon Bidam, what is it? Lon Bidam, it's kosher. What does it mean kosher? First of all, it's not kosher. So Imala Lo Yerid by Psulim. But it means it's a din of Imala Lo Yerid, Rashi says. Lod Medav Kosher Imala Lo Yerid. Okay? The reason is, Shere Lod Kosher Be Emurim. There's something Joel was asking. Why these things differ than everything else? What are they any worse? They are worse. Because Lina is more flexible. Because Lod is acceptable by when it comes to Eimurim. Me'av Ashrei Lod is kosher by Eimurim. Why? Because by Eimurim. This is the Bala Yerdim, right? Not by Dan. Lod by Eimurim kosher. Why? Shrei Lod kosher by Basar. That because Lod is kosher by Basar. What does it mean Lod is kosher by Basar? Rashi, you could buy shlomim. It can be shnei yamim v'layla echad. So there's a certain flexibility that got me the din of law. Lod bei murim kosher shrei lod kosher b'basa. Yaitzei shehayaitzei kosher b'bama. By a murim. Yaitzei by a murim is kosher because yaitzei is kosher b'bama. Now, you might say, but it is. Now, you might say, if Yaitzeh is kosher b'bama, maybe Yaitzeh should be kosher by the dam also. But the dam, it takes more to be matter a dam. Yaitzeh, you can use the svara b'bama to be matter a murim, but not dam. If you take a look at Tesvis, the evidence of Rabban and Nida, We have a Rabban Nida who says like that also, that Mem Aleph. But if you take a look at Tosfos, it's hard to point out, it's a very long Tosfos. But at the end of a line in the Tosfos, there's a colon towards about the middle of the Tosfos. Anybody see it? If you take a look at the very end of the line, there's a colon. You see it? No. And then, right after the beginning of the line, there's a word Haggah. You see that? The Yesh Leibar. Say that's where Tosfos is. Yaitse the very island may never come out, but Yaitse the Da puzzle, Rabbi Yudavi. Taira my time and Nami. This Kashi Yaitse the Da because of that. It's because Yaitse because of Bama. Shlomo the Heksher Da Chomer, but I have been in me Bama. In Lord Yitzha Heksher Bethnir. Learned by Dab Dam, which is the ultimate, that's the Machaper. You're not going to be maksha that on the basis just because you have it by Obama. You'll be willing to be maksha the Eimurim, but not the Dam with that Svarim. Lombe Eimurim Kusher, Elon Kusher, and Yaitse. Yaitse, Shayatse, Kusher, and Obama. What about Tameh? Tameh is also, the Din is Dr. Yehuda. The Din is Yahamalayed Ha'bahutra and Lavaita Sibur. There's been too much of it, Sibur. So there's a certain flexibility that we have by these Psulim. Hobe Iskish. Tomei Ha'bahutra and Lavaita Sibur. A Chutzlis Vano. Homeratza Lepigulo. All right. That we have Chutzlis Vano because there's a Din Pigul Chalz. Meratza. Lagabe dinam a pigle, so it's called an avaina. Lagabe making a din a pigle. Chutzlin kaimai. Hi, chutzlin kaimai. Tell me, iskish lachutzis mano. So the Rabbi Yehuda goes through a whole list. Shekiblu psulim bizarko estaba. What a kiblu psulim, and they were zayrik the dad. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can see what layerdu. And the answer to that is a very big okimta, Bahanach Suli, the Chazi Leavaida, Sibur. It will only apply by Tmeyim. It's not going to apply by other Psulim. What will he hold over there in case where there are other Psulim? But again, Psulim over here, he'll say, Malo Yerdu. You're going to learn it out from Bama. A Bama is the way it's supposed to be done. When you bring your Raya, that there's a certain flexibility in the psul, a kula in the psul, from cases by Baba where it's the katchila, can be done like that. Tana, something about it, Rabbi Yehuda. Tana, zais tairas o'ayla riba samichlai. The real reason is because of the miut. You have the three miutim, zeros hakosubs, and this is like added svaris of why you direct it to the mayor, not because this itself would really be the reason of why it's going to be true. It's not. It's true. The mayor is all based on the mayor. On the mayor, we have these mayor. These are svaris that reinforce and to direct this ready in the mayor. See the way Rashi says here. The bama. He said, it's an aspachta for the miyutim that we have these svaris. It's an aspachta for the miyutim, but it's not really based on these svaris themselves. And therefore you have the miyut. Mitzvah Hashem will pick it up over here. Okay.
If you don't learn the Kaddish wrongly, it's not the Mizbeach. So the Pashuk, the way to learn is what? It goes on the Mizbeach, called Mizbeach with Kaddish, and then what? What do you need? In other words, without the...
Oh, the Pashuk way is, what does it mean the Mizbeach is Mikaddish? It's Mikaddish. And you bring the, you do the Avayda after it's Mikaddish.
And you do...
First of all, you would never use the term of Nachmish HaMizbeach either. Lachmash Mizbeach always refers to where it's Mashal Ben Ha'ar. Where it's Mashal Ben Ha'ar, where that's
starting. That's what Rabbi says. Some of the So what I was saying, so you call him Mizbeach Mekadesh, you bring it up, and therefore you leave it there, you burn it. What's
yeah, that's what it means.
Up to the din of what? If not,
you know, that's what Imalo Layerdu means. What does it mean, Imalo Layerdu? You leave it there forever? No. Imalo Layerdu means it goes up to the Mizbeach, don't take it down. Leave it there and do the Avaida with it. Yeah.
So why did the Brit Mila have to learn, add this added element of Lachem Shel Mizbeach?
Only because of the Rashi. Uh-huh. He wants to know what the Rashi is bringing in with the thing with Lachem Shel Mizbeach. What's he bringing? He was bothered by the Rashi.
So Rashi, the Mishnah brings two Pesukim, right? Either according to Rav Gamliel.
Yes.
Right?
That's just a meaning, whether you're Mabayit Dab or you're Mabayit or not. That's why
the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Two elements.
Yeah. Because the Gemara brings Kol Gav is Mech Yigdash. Kol Gav is Yigdash. You have that. A Katzim of Kiddush. Huh?
So what's now the Mishnah?
No, but remember the Gemara Mishnah brings other Pesukim.
Why? In other words,
that's part of what he's bothered by. He says there must be two steps. The first thing that the Mishnah is telling us is because of the other Pesukim, the Mizbeach is Mekadeshit.
That's the main thing.
What?
That's the main thing. And
that's the main thing.
It's the reverse.
Yeah, it's the Mekadesh it. And now what? What does it mean that it skips? You leave it there forever? What does Mekadesh mean? Mekadesh for Me'ila? Well, for what? It says, then comes the second Pasuk. It says, the gather of what the Kiddush is for is to go ahead and do the Haktara.
Yeah, but that's right.
For that kind of Haktara, what kind of Haktara? So now he takes it a step further with the kind of Haktara he's talking about. Mr. Rav is explaining the kind of Haktara. It's not a regular Haktara. It's a different kind of Haktara.
Shabbos Pesach,
but that kind of a thing. Yeah, now, but we can learn the basic skeletal pshat. The Brisker Rav without saying his Kiddush. I'll take that. Without saying his Kiddush. That's what I would say tomorrow, I think. That's what I would say tomorrow.
Because the way Rebbe's explaining it, it almost seems like the Brisker Mizbeach Mekadesh, that should be enough. What do you do with it? You burn it. What can you do with it? What do you need that second
step? It's worth it.
It has a Shem HaKadosh. So why do you need that second step?
Yeah.
But you have to come up to the second because we have two Pesukim. So
correct.
So what's the difference now that you have these two steps?
Well, that I'm Gebeda will be. It's like my Obama. My Obama, I'm going to be a Din of Mizbeach Mekadesh. There are only being Din. Let's say you actually burnt it. You actually burnt it, then it's Moshlem Hedohar, and you would continue burning it. Moshlem Hedohar, you can continue burning it, even though the Mizbeach was never Mekadesh.
But Rebbe, the case of the Bama, right, the Gemara is...
That's if you started burning it, you finished burning it. Here, it's more than that. Not if you started burning it, you continue burning it. If it goes on top of the Mizbeach, now you're Mechuyim to go and start off the Haktarah. It's a very big enough Kamina. What is the din? They're each two separate chiyuvim. They're two separate chiyuvim. If it goes on the Mizbeach, and the din is, im alo lo yerdu, what do you do? You're mechoyim now to go and be makter it. Let's say that you did it by a bama. You're not mechoyim to be makter it now.
So what would you do?
Take it down. You can take it down.
Doesn't the Gemara probably say
God.
The Gemara says by Bama for go? What does the Gemara say by Bama?
Up to the Bama. Let's say. But Tosfos says it's Imalul Layerdu. So what does Tosfos mean? Imalul Layerdu. If you start it off the Akhtara, you finish it. Imalul Layerdu is something more than that. Imalul Layerdu says that if it gets on the Mizbeach, you're mechuyev to go and.
But you wouldn't get credit for it. You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.